This is our number 10.
It's time for the fastest 15 minutes in the news. This is Dory's Fastest 15.
It is a world of news in a tiny little 15-minute package just for you. Welcome to our Fastest 15. I have some funny people who text me. That's all I can say at this point about all of this. Sean DeTore's on the board. We'll have a cancel culture update coming up in a few minutes, Sean. You all set for that?
You got it.
Okay. Chris Martin is producing today. And Chris, we noticed kind of a disturbing trend as we were putting the show together today. So Cliff Mass, who we had on at 12 at noon in the big lead, he was comparing the violent protesters to brown shirts and all the smashed windows to Kristallnacht. And then in the cancel culture update, we're going to have a Nazi reference. And then at 1:30, we're talking to the owners of a brewery in Ellensburg who put up a poster showing Jay Inslee in a Nazi uniform. We didn't plan this. Will you confirm for everybody that we did not plan a Nazi-themed show today?
We didn't plan it, but we're going to decide we're going to make it a regular feature.
Yes, that's right.
Ursula yelled at me in the newsroom. She was like, "What? Because I sent out the pre-show rundown. She was like, what is with all the Nazi stuff today?
I know. It just happened to all be in the news on one day. So yes, we'll try to make it a regular feature. Okay. So we have all that still to come. But, yeah, these brewery owners in Ellensburg, they are, like so many in the business community, they are getting crushed right now. And it's all because they don't know what the plan is. If you're a business person, you have to make plans, short-term, medium-term, long-term. You have to make all kinds of projections. And they don't know what the rules are going to be from minute to minute, much less from day to day, week to week. And so it's so tough. But they were comparing our governor to a Nazi. So we'll see. We'll hear their story. They're going to share it with us coming up in the 1:30 half hour, right after the news at the bottom of the hour. Okay, before I get into the fastest 15 here, as you know, I'm not comfortable sharing my opinion on things because I am just a straight up objective journalist. And so all I do is present facts to you. No opinion, usually. But every once in a while, I see a story that is so demanding of some sort of editorial comment that I have to present it to you in the form of what we like to call news and comment.
Now it's time for news and comment, where we go beyond the headlines and bring you perspective and analysis of today's biggest news stories. First, the news.
Now, here's the news. A strip club in Texas has found a creative way to attract customers. It is now a drive-through strip club. The cars pull into the tent. You can order food from the Vivid Gentlemen's Club in Houston. And then a dancer will come up next to your car and, dance. And I don't even want to know what's going on inside of those cars. You are limited to two songs, and then you have to move on, they say.
And now, the comment.
A two-song limit at our drive-through strip clubs? I don't even recognize America anymore.
This has been News and Comment. The views expressed in News and Comment are those of Dory Monson and do not necessarily reflect the views of Cairo Radio.
In fact, I think it's fair to say that my views never reflect the views of Cairo Radio. I'm just my own guy here. Okay. All right. I guess that strip club at their drive-thru, it's all buns and no burger. You know what I'm saying there? Okay. Come on. Come on. Stop with all this nonsense. Let's get into the fastest 15 here. World of News, tidy 15-minute package, blah, 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 blah. Okay, so Joe Biden, he is trying now to backtrack what he said yesterday in an interview about how blacks in America have no diversity. It was just a shockingly racist comment by Joe Biden. But it's also, you know, he's been saying all kinds of stuff like that from his crazy basement ramblings lately.
It's a long way until November. We got more questions.
You got more questions. But I tell you, if you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, and you ain't black.
You ain't black if you don't vote for Joe. And that's part of what he said again yesterday. He doesn't think there's any diversity of thought. It was amazing. And he's trying to deal with the backlash now. Even the mainstream media that is a protection racket for Joe Biden, they even had to comment on this when he said that blacks have no diversity in America.
Are you going to reengage with Cuba, though? I mean, I'm specifically wondering about, you know, the Florida communities that are, incredibly interested in the Cuba issue and see status given to Venezuelans while Cubans are being deported.
The answer is yes. Yes. And by the way, what you all know, but most people don't know, unlike the African-American community, with notable exceptions, the Latino community is an incredibly diverse community.
So the black community has, with some exceptions, the black community has no diversity. He thinks that all blacks are the same, that they all think alike, that if they don't vote for him, they aren't black. And now even ABC Nightly News, their World News Tonight, which is the number one watched television program in the country, not just news program. For the last few weeks, ABC's World News Tonight has been the most watched television show in America. They even covered this story last night because it was so shockingly racist. And Joe Biden is now trying to walk it back. He sent out one of his handlers sent out a tweet pretending to be Joe that said, "Earlier today, I made some comments about diversity in the African-American and Latino communities that I want to clarify. In no way did I mean to suggest the African-American community is a monolith, not by identity, not on issues, not at all." Well, no, that's exactly what he said, and that's exactly what he thinks. And then a firestorm erupts because Joe is just, he's getting crazier by the day. A firestorm erupts, and the president has been seizing on this as well as he was going to Marine One to get to Air Force.
Joe Biden this morning totally disparaged and insulted the black community. What he said is incredible, and I don't know what's going on with him, but it was a very insulting statement he made. It was a great insult to the black community.
It was. And Joe Biden's trying to live it down. And they're in a panic now in the Biden camp because Biden is clearly mentally slipping. There are very, very few people who are now disputing that. And so everybody understands that his vice presidential pick is going to be the president in very short order if he wins. And nobody's had a chance to vet. They haven't even announced who his VP pick's going to be. The polls are tightening. It was looking like a Biden romp a few weeks ago, but now all the polls show things tightening nationally between the two of them. And the debates are still to come. And the Biden camp is terrified that Joe just simply mentally cannot handle three debates. with where he is cognitively. So him to say that all blacks are the same, which is essentially, not essentially, that's exactly what he said yesterday. There's no diversity in the black community. And so Biden not having a good week. Trump didn't have a good week. Yo, Semites. That's Yosemite Park, sir. Trump didn't have a good week. But compared to the week that Biden had, this has been a banner week for the president. Okay, up next in the fastest 15, I don't know why my voice is cracking. Up next in the fastest 15, Sean DeTore, I think it's time for a cancel culture update.
This is your cancel culture update.
Okay, what's getting canceled today? Well, insects. A University of Arizona PhD candidate says there is no room for racism in science. And so Aaron McGee is calling for reform of insect names. And one of the insect names, this is interesting. In fact, I could say it on the air because it's a legitimate word that is not a slur, but it's going to be misinterpreted. And so there's more downside than upside, but let me try to explain. There is an F word that is a homophobic slur. And there's a three-letter version of that F word, and there is a six-letter version of that F word that is a gay slur. And in that context, of course, it's a horrible word. But the six-letter version of that word is also defined as a bundle of sticks. And there is a worm called the... I feel so stupid that I have to talk in code, but cancel culture is so virulent. I'm not going to give them any more ammo. They already want me. So the six-letter version of that F word, there is a F word worm in nature, and it got its name because they thought that the worm looks like a bundle of sticks, which is what that six-letter word means when it's not being used as a gay slur. And so the bundle of sticks definition of that word has to also be banned. And so today we have to announce that the F-word worm has been
canceled.
All right, and cancel culture story number two. This is keeping with the Nazi theme, apparently, of the show. In Oakland Athletics bench coach Ryan Christensen has apologized because after a win in a game against the Texas Rangers last night, as they all went out on the field, he raised his arm during a post-game celebration. Some thought that his arm raise looked like a Nazi salute. As Ryan Christensen explained after social media started posting pictures of him with his arm raised, he said, "I made a mistake. Today in the dugout, I greeted players with a gesture that was offensive. In the world of COVID, I adapted our elbow bump, which we do after wins, to create some distance with the players. I raised my arm. My gesture unintentionally resulted in a racist and horrible salute. I deeply apologize." He says that he had absolutely no idea. That's what he was doing. That's what he says. But it doesn't matter. Oakland Nazi bench coach, you too have been
canceled.
And that's all I got for today. But believe me, we'll have many more by Monday.
This has been a Cancel Culture Update. Now back to your regularly scheduled program.
Okay, what else we got here in the fastest 15? I want to make sure I leave plenty of time for our Ellensburg couple that put up a poster of Jay Inslee wearing a Nazi uniform as well. Okay, how about this? Therapy llamas. Last night was night 71 of rioting in Portland. Remember 2 weeks ago? The mayor there, their little appeasement mayor, Ted Wheeler, he said, oh, the reason things got so bad, we were all almost done. And then Trump sent in the federal law enforcement. If you get rid of federal law enforcement, everything will calm down. So they got rid of federal law enforcement, and the rioting has intensified the last couple of days. It's almost like they were lying to us. But once again, in effort to try to calm the protesters slash rioters, they are bringing in therapy llamas. They say that the presence of a llama calms tensions at the protests. I think whoever owns that llama should be cited for animal abuse. You take your llama into a crowd of maniacs? That you think that llama likes that? They're screaming bleep the police and throwing stuff and trying to burn down buildings? I say we save the llamas from this madness. Or, ooh, maybe we could train the llamas to spit at the arson fires they set and put them out. They could be first responder llamas. All right, all of that is your fastest 15.
This has been the fastest 15 minutes in the news. Fast stories, fastest 15.
So a brewery in Ellensburg has gone viral because they put up a poster showing Jay Inslee wearing a Nazi uniform. Why would business owners do that? Well, they're going to tell us coming up next here on the Dory Monson Show. As we've talked about an awful lot, Jay Inslee seems to be so capriciously crushing businesses in our economy right now. I talked to the owner of a bowling alley yesterday. Their family has to sell after 63 years in business up in Everett. Some people are certainly rebelling against some of the edicts that are coming down. In Ellensburg, there is a brewery there, Whipsaw Brewing, and they have created quite the furor because they posted a picture of the furor. They posted a picture of Jay Inslee wearing a Nazi uniform. And the owners of Whipsaw Brewing are Debbie and Charlie Tierney, who joined me here on the Dory Monson Show. Good afternoon to both of you. Thanks for coming on with me today.
No, thank you for having us. I really appreciate it.
Okay, so Debbie, we were talking a little bit off the air. This has to be pretty bizarre. Here you are, just little brewers in Ellensburg, and all of a sudden you are getting all kinds of attention for what you posted about our governor. What's this like for you?
It's a little overwhelming. I mean, it's not even a little overwhelming. I honestly thought when I posted the pictures and when I said what I said, that I would just get like a couple people be really angry with me and they would voice their opinions. We would take the posters down and it would quietly go away. And it's taken off in a way that I never in a million years expected that it would do.
And what it is, it's three photos of Jay Inslee side by side by side wearing a Nazi uniform. So, Charlie, is this a conversation that has been going on for a while with both of you, not just as husband and wife, but as co-owners of a business?
Definitely husband and wife. But, as co-owners of the business, we're just a couple frustrated business owners, like you said before, and the target keeps moving, and that's mainly, that's why we put it up there.
So you knew that it was going to generate controversy, but what feelings are so strong within both of you as business people that even made this Inslee Nazi analogy pop into your head, Debbie?
Oh, God, there's so many emotions that are wrapped up inside of this. One, fear for the people that worked for me. Every day I come to work and I worry about whether I'm going to be able to keep them employed. Are they going to have a job tomorrow? What kind of things are going to change? I feel such a duty to protect them and make sure. I mean, it's such a responsibility to keep them having a steady income. On top of that, just the simple fact that as a small business, I feel like we're the target. I feel like we're the ones taking the hit so that everybody else can survive. And for me, that's wrong. And the only thing in my head, and it's the only thing I've thought of for since what, March, since this started, is it feels like Germany. He's turned people against us in a way that is absolutely insane. It's turn in your neighbor, hate your neighbor, don't love your neighbor, and it's not right. It's just wrong for me on so many levels. I don't care who you are, what you do, or how you are in your life. If you're a good person, you're a good person regardless. And so that's kind of the way that the direction that I went. It was a parody.
And so how are you guys shut down now, or are you on limited capacity, Charlie? What's the current status?
So right now we're not shut down. So we survived the 2-week flatten the curve thing.
Yeah.
It was hard. It was us, Charlie and I, and one employee that we were able to keep on. We had to let everybody else go. We had 9 employees at the time. And we had to let everybody else go.
So tell me about the backlash, about the hatred that's been directed. I mean, I know that you have a lot of supporters too. I've seen on TV over there some people that came from a long ways away to support you, and I know you have a lot of supporters. But tell me about the backlash and the hatred that you're getting for this Jay Inslee analogy.
Okay, so first I want to say that our little community is amazing, and the people in this community have been incredibly supportive, and they have supported us from the beginning with their dollars and with their words and things like that. But and I thought I would probably insult a couple of people, but I'm one of those people that if you just sit down across the table with me and have a conversation, I can hear your side and you can hear mine. But what's happened is that just blew up on Facebook in a way that I never thought it would. And I ended up having to shut down our Facebook page, our Instagram page, my personal Facebook page. And I get hate mail like every 2 minutes during the day from people who wish I would die, people who think we're horrible people, people that wish our business would burn to the ground. And it's just amazing that there's so many people in the world that are not willing to reach across to somebody else and go, I see you're human.
No, there's none of that these days. No. It is from the left. It is, I disagree with you, therefore I despise you. And yes, that has become the discourse. And look, when you say that Jay Inslee isn't right, just this morning, the governor of New York, Andrew Cuomo, said that he is going to authorize reopening schools this fall throughout Washington state. With no data to support it, Jay Inslee is keeping all the schools closed, which is an unbelievable hardship for families. It is a nightmare for kids. We're going to have kids that are not learning, kids that are not socially interacting. We've already been told by the CDC that suicide and OD rates among teens have skyrocketed with all the stay at home. But I'm telling you, if you talk about stuff like that, they will try to silence you, as you two are experiencing right now.
Oh, we are definitely experiencing, and all of that breaks my heart. I have a granddaughter going into kindergarten this year, and obviously her parents have decided to homeschool her because they don't want that kind of a experience for her. You know, our girls were extremely active and very social, and they both still are.
Yes.
And that's the life that they want for their kids. And I see friends who are trying to tell their children, you know, you're not going to get to go to school. And the devastation on those kids' face.
And when I say the school should be open, people say, oh, you want to kill children. And I go, well, no, actually, there's data. Suicide ODs, the children are dying because of the closed school policy. But people want to ignore all of that. So last thing. I mentioned this when I first told your brewery story a couple of days ago. I find it interesting that members of the United States Congress in the last 2 weeks have called U.S. Law enforcement agents, federal agents that have gone into cities. They've called them the Gestapo. Nancy Pelosi called them stormtroopers. We have politicians who have no problem bringing up a Nazi reference when they want to disparage federal law enforcement. But when private citizens at a little brewery in Ellensburg, when you use the same analogy talking about the governor, suddenly you're public enemy number one. It's supposed to be the other way around. We're supposed to have more freedom and latitude to criticize, to goof on our politicians. But it's the politicians who can get away with it and the private citizens who are being silenced today.
Well, I think one of the things that really amazes me about what I see now is that we're okay as a society to agree with the ones that we agree with, and we will forgive whatever it is that they say and however they feel and things like that. But if it's somebody that takes a stance on the opposite side, all of a sudden it's not okay.
Is the poster of Jay Inslee in a Nazi uniform still up at Whipsaw Brewing?
No, it's gone.
Okay. All right.
We took it down. We had to.
Okay, I gotcha. All right. It's nice talking with both of you. I appreciate you sharing your story. And next time I'm in Ellensburg, I'll come in for a bite.
Oh, I appreciate that so much. Thank you for letting us share.
Okay. All right. Thank you both. Debbie and Charlie Tierney, Whipsaw Brewing in Ellensburg. What do you think? You can text me at 98973. 98973. We have lots more to come here on the Dory Monson Show. I have a very tragic story to share with you this afternoon, and it's one that's important for you to hear and to know, because as we've been telling you, the effort to flood our streets with criminals is well underway. Dow Constantine is going to close the King County Jail in downtown Seattle, which houses hundreds and hundreds of violent felons, murderers, rapists awaiting trial are at the King County Jail in downtown Seattle. He wants to reduce our jail capacity, which means that a lot of the most violent felons are going to just be walking the streets as they await trial, a trial that they will never appear for because they will go on the lam. We want to eliminate a bunch of cops when violence has gotten so bad in Seattle. Six random violent attacks in a 3-day period, putting people in the hospital. It's just shameful what's happening. We have activist judges who want to, you know, resistance in a robe. We have prosecutors who have just chosen to legalize drugs and flooded our streets with heroin addicts and meth addicts. We have Jay Inslee, who released 1,000 felons from our prisons because of COVID-19, because he was worried for their health. And the question, of course, is what about the health of all the people who will be the inevitable crime victims of those 1,000 felons? Lauren Culp, who's going to run against Inslee in the general, he told me a couple of days ago that at least two of those felons that Jay Inslee has released have killed, have murdered since they've been freed. And that brings me to this afternoon's tragic story, because this madness has to stop. Our public officials should be looking out for the innocent, law-abiding, hardworking, job-seeking taxpayers, not the criminals. But they have chosen to embrace the template, the agenda of criminals. So let me tell you, this happened in Virginia. About a young woman named Carla Dominguez. Last October, in Carla Dominguez's apartment, there was a brutal incident. A man named Ibrahim Bouachi. He has been indicted for raping, strangling, abducting Carla Dominguez. It was a brutal crime. And so Ibrahim Bouachi went to jail awaiting his trial. But then coronavirus hit. And while everybody knew that this guy was a danger to the community, unbelievably, an activist judge, and this is why this is something we need to be so aware of, because we have so many activist judges in all of Western Washington right now. An activist judge released a man who strangled and raped, allegedly, a young woman. So what did Ibrahim Bouachi do with his newfound freedom? Well, he couldn't do anything because the judge said, you have to stay in your home. I'll release you, but you got to stay home. Well, there's a little problem with felons. They tend to not follow rules. And instead of staying home, as the judge ordered, Ibrahim Bouachi returned to Alexandria, Virginia. He waited for Carla Dominguez to leave her apartment. And he shot and killed her. The woman that he had so brutalized with strangulation, abduction, rape. He went back to murder her. This is the mindset of judges, prosecutors, and politicians that is rampant in Seattle and King County right now. We can't let this happen. And the Big Lead of Two is next.